Hi, I'm David Malapo from the ICANN Foundation. Marriage is not easy. I know that. I've been married for more than 24 years. Because marriage is work. It's hard work. God took two people from different backgrounds, puts them together, and he sentences them for life, and he calls it marriage. And not only does he sentence us for life, he gives us commandments on how to have a happy marriage. So I want to share with you on 10 commandments in marriage. 10 commandments in marriage. I will first of all begin with the brothers, the husbands. Later on, I will then also share the 10 commandments for wives. Are you ready, guys? Sisters, I need your support here. Please give me an amen if you are impressed. Brothers, 10 commandments for you as a husband. Commandment number one. Thou shalt not take thy wife for granted, but will honor and respect her as thy equal. Commandment number two for husbands. Thy highest allegiance, except God, shall be to thy wife, not thy relatives or friends. Commandment number three. Thou shalt frequently tell thy wife how important and valuable she is to thee. And the ladies will say,
Amen.
Amen. Commandment number four, my brother, thou shalt hold thy wife's love by the same means that thou won it. Number five, thou shalt actively establish family discipline with thy wife's help. Commandment number six, remember to do all the little things for thy wife when you say you will. And the sisters will shout,
Amen. Amen.
Commandment number seven for the husband, keep thine eyes on thine own wife. Let me repeat. Keep thine eyes on thine own wife, not thy neighbor's. Commandment number eight. Thou shalt make every effort to see things from thy wife's point of view. Commandment number nine. Thou shalt not fail to kiss thy wife every morning. And the ladies will say,
Amen. Amen.
And feel free to kiss her right now, madam. I'm waiting. Ah, there you go. Commandment number 10. Thou shalt not be stingy with thy wife when it comes to money. And I know the ladies are saying,
Amen.
Amen. Now, woman of God, there are also 10 commandments for you. And I know that the brothers now are saying, give it to them, Dave. I will, my brother. Here they are. Woman of God, commandment number one, expect not thy husband to give thee as many luxuries as thy father hath given thee after many years of hard labor. Commandment number two, thou shalt work hard to build thy house with the husband that you have, not fantasizing about the one that could have been. Commandment number three, thou shalt not nag, thou shalt not hit him with thine frying pan, it is kindlier. And the brothers will say,
Amen. Amen.
Commandment number four, thou shalt coddle thy husband and be a warm wife. Commandment number five, remember that the frank approval of thy husband is more to thee than the side glances of many strangers. Commandment number six, thou shalt not yell at thy husband, but will be a gentle and quiet spirit. And the brothers will shout,
Amen. Amen.
Commandment number seven, permit no one to assure thee that thou art having a hard time of it. Commandment number eight, thou shalt not fail to dress up for thy husband with an eye to please him, as thou didst before marriage. And the brothers will say, Number nine, commandment number nine for the wives, thou shalt submit to thy husband from thy heart, and allow him to be the head of the household. And finally, ladies, commandment number 10, thou shalt assure thy husband and others that he is the greatest man alive. And the brothers will say,
Amen. Amen.
Now, a bonus point for the brothers. Sisters, please, I'm sorry. I'm a brother, so you'll understand. Here's an additional 10 commandments for a wife. A wife's 10 commandments. Commandment number one, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind, and you shall love your husband as yourself. Commandment number two, You shall not make your husband into an idol, but you shall love, honor, respect, and submit to him as unto the Lord. Commandment number 3. You shall not take your husband's name in vain through gossip, slander, criticism, complaint, or mockery, but you shall bless him both privately and publicly. Commandment number 4. You shall work heartily as unto the Lord and as directed by him and your husband, not by your own ideas of what should be done. You shall not be so busy working, however, that you neglect to get alone with God every day. During this quiet time, you shall pray diligently for your husband. You shall also be willing to put aside work in order to play when your husband asks you. And the brothers will say, Amen. Amen. Commandment number 5. You shall honor your mother and your father, but you shall not elevate their position or opinions above your husband's. Commandment number 6. You shall not resent, revile, or hate your husband, but you shall grant him grace, forgiveness, and mercy. Commandment number 7. You shall not commit adultery, nor shall you think lustfully toward another man, but you shall thank God for your husband and be pleased with him. Commandment number 8. You shall not steal from your husband. You shall not steal his marriage by threats of divorce. You shall not steal his wife by leaving him alone all the time. You shall not steal his spiritual leadership by trying to take control. You shall not steal his time by placing unnecessary demands on him. You shall not steal his joy by complaining or moping. You shall not steal his peace by endless nagging. And the husband will say, Amen. Amen. Commandment number 9. You shall not lie to your husband, but you shall speak the truth in love. You shall also practice a quiet and gentle spirit. And finally, commandment number 10 for a wife. You shall not covet another woman's husband, her children, her friends, her house, her decorating style, her garden, her looks, her wardrobe, her possessions, her talents, her gifts, her ministry, or any other thing that is hers, but you shall be content with all God has given you. I believe, woman of God, that you've got the wherewithal to do it, because you can do all things through Jesus Christ, who is your strength.